Simon & Schuster Audio presents Orphan Army, The Nightsiders by Jonathan Mayberry. Read by Kirby Hayborn.
To the memory of two great writers who, long ago, took the time to offer advice and encouragement to a 13-year-old aspiring writer, Ray Bradbury and Richard Matheson. They were the mechanics of dreams, the architects of the impossible. Happy journeys through the limitless forever. And, as always, to Sarah Jo. From Milo's Dream Diary. I had another dream about the witch last night. The witch of the world. I still don't know what that means. In the dream, the bugs were looking for something, and they were knocking down trees and breaking open mountains to find it. We were all running from them. The shock troopers were dropping from the landing ships and firing their pulse rifles at us. They're taller than most people, 7 feet or more, like praying mantises. Worse than that, huge and ugly with long legs and two sets of arms. They jumped down to the ground, ready to kill. Some stood on two legs and fired 4 pulse guns. Others ran on 4 legs as fast as dogs and dragged people down. I saw Shark get hit, and Elizabeth, and a few of the other kids. My mom and dad were there too, running from the bugs. I couldn't see Dad's face, though. I never see his face anymore in the dreams. I wish I could. The witch of the world kept whispering to me, and I could hear her even though it was really loud with the explosions. She does that. Whispers. I never see her. I only hear her voice in my head. She said something really weird, too. After the bugs attacked the camp and we were all running from the fires, she said that I needed to fight back. I told her that was stupid. I'm a kid. I can't even win at grunt and grapple games in gym class. She said that wasn't what she meant. She said that I needed to find a weapon.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?